Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Julie, I had a coaching call with someone who was considering hiring us, as it was a lady, her elite coach. And in other words, she's basically, and this gal was very, very successful for a very long period of time. She's been in the industry almost as long as we have. She makes millions of dollars per year. And I didn't ask her, I won't use her name because I don't want to out her from the story I'm about to share with you guys, but it's all about money. So this is going to be the topic which is going to make some of you uncomfortable, but let me give you the headline numbers first. All right, so she earns, her and her husband, every year. Now, they live in a very expensive state. They live in, they work in Manhattan. Well, he works in Manhattan. She sells real estate. They live in New Jersey. All right, I'll just leave it at that. So they live in a state where there's very expensive state taxes, and then they have federal taxes. All right, but here's the headline number. They earn around $4 million per year in personal income. That's not GCI. That's the number of homes sold. They actually take in $4 million per year. And she was asking me, and her frustration level was, and she's, she's been in the business for almost as long as we are, and she's a little bit, she's in her late 40s, and she was frustrated that her net worth wasn't where she thought it would be. In other words, she'd done a little bit of math and figured out that based on the amount of money that they have saved, that she's never going to be able to retire, or at least not for a long period of time, despite their really crazy high. I mean, $4 million is great, right?
Yeah, sure is.
Okay, so I did some math for her, and that's what inspired today's podcast. Julie and I are going to be sharing with you what we did for her, or what I did for her, and then Julie wrote the podcast. But the real takeaway for all this is, I'm going to share with you guys the rest of her numbers. So she was spending, if I remember correctly, somewhere around $60,000 or $70,000 per month on lifestyle. That's before taxes. Now, some of you are thinking, oh my gosh, how can it possibly be true? Well, it's because she lives in a house that has a mortgage and she owes $4 million on her mortgage. And if I remember correctly, that was something like $35,000 a month. She had a lot of expensive lifestyle things that went around with living in that house. She had three kids in the Up East are really expensive. They're all in private schools. She went through all of her expenses. And in living in that marketplace, living in that world with her husband not having a long commute to get to work, that's how much money you need to live that type of lifestyle in that type of market. And by the way, listeners, that's not abnormal. I mean, we've had coaching clients over the years. The one I had that was spending the most on personal lifestyle. Now, this was with voluntary consumer spending. She loved to go to Neiman Marcus. This one in particular, yeah. So she was spending $125,000 a month. So before you start being judgy and congratulating yourself for only living on $7,500 a month, well, you're living in an area of the country where you can live on $7,500 a month. I'm not saying that this gal and her family weren't overspending in some particular categories. They had, for example, he had his own... private workout person, a trainer. And she had her, okay, between the two trainers, they're spending like $90,000 a year. Okay, now I wouldn't have done that. And there's some other things we pointed at. But really what I really started breaking down for her is I said, how much money are you saving per year? And she said they just in the last couple of years started figuring out a way to save $6,800,000. And then I did the math for how much money that will mean when she's, 55, 65, 75 on up. She'll be fine, but here's really, I'll tell you what the output was. So for her to continue or for her to keep her current lifestyle, and I told you how much money she has to earn, she's going to have somewhere along the lines of like $40 million in like the stock market and things like that. And maybe she'll have that much from the benefits of compounding interest, which we're going to share with you guys today, over the next, say, 15 or 20 years, just depending on how things work out in the markets. But the reality of it is that she's going to have to cut some of her expenses. And I'm going to share this with you guys, too. She can't move. Her kids are still in school. Her husband works in Manhattan. She sells real estate. She's very much a part of this local community. But when you do the math backwards, she was spending on average of 50% of her income, her and her husband, on taxes. So that $4 million roughly goes to $2 million. They're living on, I just told you, roughly $800,000 a year. So that leaves, and that's just fixed costs. That's, tuition. That's car insurance. That's, you know, all the other things that they're doing for their lifestyle. But that doesn't include vacations. That doesn't include the house needs a roof. That doesn't include things like that. And then the rest of the money she was actually saving. So these were, if you think about, like, from a very, like, I think all of you will agree, a $4 million personal income per year is very nice, right? But that can get whittled away very quickly, eviscerated very quickly, depending on where you live and how much lifestyle you creep you've allowed in your life over the, you know, previous years. In other words, how expensive and how much money. Oh, you know what? We'll buy a house that, yeah, it has 10 bedrooms and we only need three, but those types of the lifestyle creep things. And the long-term ramifications of not having invested enough money looking into the future for her, in order for her to ever get to the point where she doesn't have to work anymore, maybe her husband doesn't want to work anymore, they'll have to dramatically cut all their lifestyle because the amount of money that she's going to have saved if she lives off the three. So for example, if she had $10 million saved in the stock market, sounds great, right? Well, and let's say on average, inflation adjusted, that's appreciating every year by say 6 to 7%. And if she wants to not actually have to live off the principal, and we're going to explain all this in a second, she's going to maybe pull out 3% per year and live off of, that's only 300 grand. So in order for her to basically comfortably retire, she's going to have $20 million in the stock market. Remember, I told you, 50% of her income, and this is assuming they keep earning at the same level that they are. And she had at present, she had something the equivalent of like $6 million. So doing the math going forward, given her expenses, she's going to have to maintain a very high income for a very long period of time for her to ever get to the point where she can live off the passive cash flow to cover all of her current expenses. You guys get it? So I want you to think like this, and I want you to actually think about why you're in real estate ultimately. The reason that if you really go and drill down on the reason that all of you got into real estate, it was so you can have freedom. But what you've created for yourselves is the exact opposite of freedom. And that's what we're going to be hoping, helping some of you and hoping that some of you open your minds to, that maybe get back in alignment with what your real motivation was to get into real estate in the first place.
That was very well put and a great introduction to our topic. And we're going to talk about making you wealthy more quickly, taking care of your future. You just talked all about her future. That's what the topic was about on your call. So that you can look back and say, and hopefully she'll look back and say, thank you, past fill in your name, for making good decisions and wise investments so that I can now live the life of my dreams. Warren Buffett has famously emphasized the power of compounding interest. You gave them a prequel to that. He said, the most powerful force in the universe is compound interest. And Albert Einstein said, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it.
So the definition of rich is where your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. I'm going to say that again. Julie and I created that. It's, I think, you know, it should cut through all the clouds in your mind. And all some of you have this sort of abhorrence to being rich, whatever the hell that actually means. Rich is simply where your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. And what we're going to do is we're going to share with you the benefits of compounding interest, but there are other ways to actually make passive income in addition to that. Rental properties, our favorite one, frankly, is eXp Realty. If you get if you join Julie and I at eXp Realty, join eXp Realty in general, one of the benefits is, and I think one of the biggest benefits, not only do they teach you how to, or we will, as your coaches, help you to sell more real estate, become more profitable, essentially work quicker towards the goal of being financially free, but the revenue share program at eXp Realty is, you know, compounding interest is the eighth wonder of the world. Well, then, you know, guess what? Revenue share at eXp is the ninth wonder of the world. It's only available to real estate practitioners. So a lot of you, one of the quickest ways for a lot of you to, I think, really speed up your wealth creation to the point where you can be living off passive income is to learn more about eXp Realty and specifically about revenue share. And it's in alignment with today's topic. So there's two paths forward. The links to learn more about our eXp Realty group are down below in today's show description. Or if you're ready to join eXp Realty and you're looking for a sponsor that's going to be very proactive in your success, text me directly. In the text, tell me a little bit about yourself, right? So that when I follow up with you, we hit the ground running. My cell phone number is 512-758-0206, 512-758-0206.
All right, perfectly put. Number one, let's talk about what this compound interest even is. So we're going to give you a bird's eye view of what it is, how you can utilize this. And I love that you mentioned eXp because you combine revenue share with compounding interest. And that really is a wonder of the world, isn't it? It's an amazing thing.
Well, okay, since you teed me up for that, I will talk about it. So if you're an eXp Realty now, here would be my suggestion to you. Keep selling real estate. Sell real estate at a high level, even a higher level. Learn how to be the best real estate agent and focus on revenue share. Focus on building your revenue share scheduled into your day, because what's going to happen is the revenue share will start flowing in. Maybe it's only $50 a month. Maybe then it goes to $5,000 a month. We know people that are earning literally hundreds of thousands of dollars per month from revenue share. But here is my advice to all of you guys that are already were already smart enough to join eXp Realty. Do not spend the money. Put that money into investing. Put the money into investing in things that are going to, like what we're telling you today, that's going to build compounding interest for you. Do not be speculative with the money that's coming from revenue share. Do not live off the money that's coming from revenue share. Invest the money that's coming from revenue share. Because if you want to talk about a wealth accumulator, those two things together will change. You will not believe how much money you'll have and how quickly you'll have it if you combine those two thoughts.
Yes, well, a wealth accelerator. Not just accumulate, but an accelerator.
For sure.
It's pretty amazing. So let's drill down on this. What is compound interest? Compound interest refers to the interest earned on both the initial principal and the accumulated interest from previous periods. Point number two, what is exponential growth over time? Well, the power of compound interest lies in its ability to generate exponential growth over time. As interest is continuously added to the principal, the investment grows at an accelerating rate. Does that all make sense so far?
It does. And we're going to give you some real numbers here in a second for those of you who are like Julie and I who love numbers.
Yes, we just have to lay out the groundwork and then I'm going to do an easy to digest math problem.
And you know what's shocking is that this, like we're teaching Zoe this at 10.
Yes.
There's no education for this even in a nice school like Zoe's.
I know, it's amazing.
It is amazing. And if you just wrap your minds around compounding interest, especially if you're a kid, you're going to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars by the time you're our age, just by basically being a passive investor.
With not even that much money, we'll find out in just a second. So point number three, how does this work long term? Well, compound interest has a profound impact on long-term investments. Even small contributions can snowball into significant sums over extended periods. Point number four, how does frequency affect your investment? The more frequently interest is compounded, the faster the investment grows. That just makes sense. Compounding quarterly or monthly yields higher returns compared to annual compounding. In other words, it's going to grow faster if you are continuously reinvesting in it. Point number five, it's never too late to start, but earlier is better. Time is a crucial factor in harnessing the power of compound interest. Starting investments early allows for more time to compound, for the compounding to work its magic, resulting, of course, in larger returns. And then number six, reinvest your earnings to accelerate the growth. Or as you said, revenue share plus compounding interest can really accelerate things. And I have to point something out for people that are maybe not focusing on that. When we talk about revenue share, that is an independent stream not coming out of your commissions.
Nope.
That's in addition to your commissions, which is your point. Don't spend it. You're not used to making it anyway. You might as well reinvest it.
Well, so to your point there, Julie, if reinvest the earnings, so if you're making money from compounding interest, your investments and the, you know, we're going to talk like, you know, S&P 500, you're investing in index funds. We're going to give you guys some drill down here in a second. All those types of things. Don't spend the money. Because by the way, you have to pay taxes on it. Don't spend the money. Leave the money in there so it then starts to compound. That's the benefit of it.
That's the point of it.
That's the whole point of it. And if you're spending the money, there will be a point in your life where you do want to pull the money out. There will be a point in your life when you do want to spend it. Maybe some years the market's down, you have to spend some of the principal. But it won't matter because you'll have so much of it.
Yes, it's an amazing thing. So point number six was reinvest your earnings to accelerate the growth. Reinvesting earned interest further amplifies the effects of compounding. By reinvesting dividends or interest payments, investors can accelerate wealth accumulation. Now we're going to do one more point, and then we're going to do a pretty simple math solution here. So point number seven, there's this thing called the rule of 72. The rule of 72 is a simple formula to estimate the time it takes for an investment to double its value. You divide 72, I don't know why the number is 72, there's some magic to it, by the annual interest rate to approximate the number of years required for the investment to double in value. Now, that sounds like a mouthful. You can easily do that on Investopedia and a lot of other sites, but that is the definition of the rule of 72.
Well, so over the last 100 years, the stock market has doubled on average of, I think it was every 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
So if you put in $1,000, 7 or 8 years, you don't put in another cent, that's $1,000 in 7 or 8 years is going to be worth, you know, $2,000. So if you did that every single month, obviously there's an accumulation effect. You don't have this in your notes. I was just scanning. So I want to say this is, you're going to all be motivated to want to look more into this, and you're going to naturally then fall into the, frankly, the spider pit of too much information. So I'll make it very simple. Remember what I'm about to tell you. You don't need a financial advisor, because financial advisors are going to, on average, they're going to make money whether your portfolio is increasing or not. I mean, Julie and I were being pursued by JP Morgan and I forget the other one for private banking relationships. And I was asking what they would invest us in. And I thought to myself, well, I don't need you guys to do that. And then they're saying, and I said, what are the fees? 2 and 20. Oh, okay. What does that mean? Well, they wanted to charge us 2% per year. And you guys got to look into this. You got to do your own homework. You got to read what the actual fees are, because the fees suck the life out of your compounding interest. So they wanted to charge us 2% per year. Well, you're thinking, well, that's, you know, that's 2% that is going to someone to manage my portfolio and whatever. And then they wanted to start charge 20% of whatever the upside is. So let's say I put in $1,000 and $1,000 is worth $1,200 in 12 months. You know, wow, great. You know, went up by 20%. Well, guess what? For, you know, 20% of that increase of 20% is going to go to them for doing, in most cases, nothing. And I'll tell you what's also really fascinating is you oftentimes, well, Warren Buffett had this competition. He was, I don't remember the exact parameters of it, but it was very fascinating. His, this was maybe 20 years ago. He said that I will bet $1 million that there's not a hedge fund that's, or, you know, basically an investment deal like what I was just describing to you, that can outperform the S&P 500 over 20 years. It was something like that. And he was right. So if you just invested in an index fund, write that down. Julie and I use, we invest with Vanguard index funds. If you just invested in an index fund and you did it yourself, and that's invested in the S&P 500 over, you know, time, that's going to appreciate to the point where that money is, let's say 20 years, it's going to increase by realistically 3, maybe 4x. That is going to be passive in the very definition of being passive. You want to know how, you know, people become worth tens of millions of dollars? It's not because of the lottery. It's not because they had a company that went public. You know, very rarely are those the cases. It's not because they, guess what, listeners, sold a bunch of houses. It's because they invested the money that came from selling a bunch of houses. In other words, they built profitable real estate businesses in our cases, right, that allowed them to invest that money into things like the stock market and maybe buying rental properties. But those of you who have rental properties, Julie and I have dozens of them, do not spend the profit from your rental properties. Invest that into the different forms of equities or buying more rental properties. The key is never stop selling real estate. Never stop selling more real estate. Never stop making yourself better as a real estate practitioner, and invest and reinvest all the profit that comes from all these income generation spokes, some of which we're sharing with you right now.
Yes, and quick disclaimer, we are not your investment advisors. We are opening your eyes on this podcast as real estate practitioners to invest some of your commissions.
You know who's been writing great books lately? Tony Robbins, actually, has done the last two books he's done on this money stuff, financial wealth building, I think have been really fascinating.
Yes, and I listened to one.
Yeah, they're great. And so go and listen to those. But I'm going to, again, tell you the punchline. If you want to stop, if you don't want to, you know, do your own homework, obviously. Julie and I, as she just said, are not investment advisors, but it's going to be index funds. It's going to be most likely through Vanguard. You're going to want to Google Bogleheads, B-O-G-G-L-E-H-E-A-D-S, B-O-G-G-L-E-H-E-A-D-S, 5-fund portfolio and 3-fund portfolio. Just read, I know that sounds crazy, but do what I just said. Bogleheads, 3-fund portfolio and Bogleheads 5-fund portfolio. And then you're going to be stepping into the realm of the reality of normal people that are making themselves into deca millionaires on up. Because if you just invest like Warren Buffett, which is what basically I just told you to do, you're going to get the benefits long-term of compounding interest.
It's a beautiful thing. And you will thank yourself as you see this grow. It doesn't take very long for you to see that. So we're going to do a little bit of math here. And you might want to write this down. Or Tim, how can they see this math problem?
Well, so there's a calculator, actually. Oh, yeah. You're telling me, you just tell them about the newsletter.
Yeah.
But before I do, what's the, do you remember that website? It's called the Monte Carlo calculator or something. Wasn't that it?
I think that is what it's called.
Yeah. Monte Carlo calculator. Google that. And then you can actually, I think it's again called Monte Carlo calculator. It doesn't cost anything. If I'm getting the words wrong, I'm sure Google will sort it out. And then you can actually go and play with different scenarios. If you invest $100 a month, $10,000 a month, $100,000 a year, here's the output over this amount of time. And you know, use an average rate of appreciation based on what the S&P 500 has done over a long period of time, and then you'll get a sense of really where you're at. If you're older and you're just discovering the gift of compounding interest now for the first time, and you're thinking, well, I don't have enough time to benefit from compounding interest, you're wrong, but you want to combine it with other things. But think about where, like, how much money would you need coming in passively if you chose to no longer sell real estate? You know, that's going to be a point where all of you are going to get. So if you no longer want to sell real estate, how much is it? $10,000? $15,000? So here's what you're going to do. Maybe it's $20,000. Maybe it's $30,000. You're going to figure out multiple ways to make that same amount of money passively. Like when Julie and I started, and we've been married 33 years this year, we wanted to have enough money coming in every month off of our rental properties passively, so that by the time I was 40 and she was 39, so we could live off that cash flow. It took us a year longer, but we did it. And what we did is we kept on reinvesting that money. We never lived off the cash flow from the rental properties. We just kept reinvesting it. And I have to tell you, for a long period of time, for probably 25 years, we weren't really feeling the whole benefit of all the, you know, compounding interest and the investing in the work that we've been doing. And then it just felt like we reached escape velocity. And then all of a sudden, basically, we're, you know, on the, you know, the rocket ship to some new planet, because the compounding interest really started to pay benefits. The real estate really started to pay benefits. All these things, but you've got to start. And it, again, a wealth accelerator that I strongly encourage all of you to do is absolutely positively eXp Realty. At least consider the benefits of revenue share as one of the key drivers to future wealth, maybe wealth beyond what you're ever going to be able to get from investing the profits from your real estate business.
Very well put. So let's do some math here. To illustrate the power of compounding interest, let's consider an example where an individual invests $10,000 at an annual interest rate of 5%. We're being very conservative. Why did I choose 10 grand? Because that's the average commission. Everybody listening can do that at least once this year, right?
5% is very conservative, by the way.
I know. And in fact, I looked that up. Again, part of this is to keep it conservative and make the math easy. And so they can all relate. But the average over, I think it's even like 40 years of the S&P 500 is almost exactly 10%.
Yeah.
So adjust accordingly. But to illustrate our math here, you invest $10,000 at an annual interest rate of 5%. We use 10 grand because that's the average commission in the country today. In other words, 100% of you can make this investment, assuming you're doing just one more transaction yearly than it takes for you to live on. Over a period of 10 years, they continue to add an additional $10,000 to their investment each year. Again, that's just one extra deal per year. Through the effect of compounding, their initial investment grows exponentially, with each contribution earning interest and contributing to future growth. By the end of the 10-year period, the compounded returns result in a significantly larger portfolio than if they had only relied on the initial 10 grand investment. This example highlights the importance of starting early, consistently contributing, and allowing time for compounding interest to maximize investment growth and achieve long-term financial goals. Summing up, we find the investor then would have approximately $152,000 at the end of 10 years.
Now, for having just invested $10,000 per year. But I'm going to say this too. If you're finding yourself realizing that you want to, you know, start investing and you want to, you know, take care of yourself into the future, which is our thoughts you all should be having, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I guess I got to cut my personal lifestyle. I got to, you know, give up all these things in order for me to actually have enough profit left over or money left over to invest, I will strongly suggest you consider some of the things that you're spending money on wastefully. Start there. That's the easy button. Let credit card statements do the rest of it. You and I, Julie and I, are big advocates of using mint.com, which is, I think, now going to come called something else, but it doesn't matter, to track all your spending. But it is actually easier. It will be less, it'll be more, I'll just say the word easier, to earn more money than to cut your personal expenses. So I will suggest, instead of saying, well, we got to downsize the house, or we have to give up the dog, or, you know, whatever it is, instead of doing that, instead challenge yourself with, how can I sell an extra house per year, to Julie's example, or five houses per year? And all that money is going to go to investing. You guys get it? So psychologically, if you're having to sacrifice and give up things in order for you to hypothetically have this better version of yourself in the future, because you've been invest that money. So, you know, you're driving a car that you really love. Well, might as well get rid of it and buy some piece of crap, because you can get rid of the lease payment. Don't do that. Figure out how to earn more money, because you're not going to be very motivated to actually, you know, work towards saving more money and building up money through compounding interest if you're constantly reminding yourself of all the sacrifices you have to do today. In other words, it's easier to earn more money than it's actually for many people to cut expenses.
Yes. Well, that really is just that's a mindset point, basically, that, that ties into this compounding interest point. So for example, if you're an agent, as many of you are, who mostly sell past clients, center of influence, repeat and referral, that has been your lifestyle, what if you just add one more type of business, expireds for sale by owners? Maybe you learn to take just three expireds this year and you invest all of the money, right?
But that's the beauty of real estate.
That is easier.
But that's the beauty of real estate.
It is.
And if you're in a marketplace, like $10,000 is kind of like an entry-level commission in most of the country. There's a lot of people that are earning $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 per transaction. We're not saying cut the lifestyle. We're not saying, unless it's a lot of silliness, we're not saying don't go on vacation. We're saying figure out how to earn more money. Going back to the gal I was telling you guys about at the top of the call, and she said, well, we want to compound it faster. And I figured out what her average commission was, $43,000. Okay, a lot.
She ought to be able to do that.
Yeah, I told her to sell 5 extra houses per year, pay the taxes on it, invest the money, and guess what? She absolutely will slay her, you know, financial abundance goal on time for when she decides that, you know, she's in the future. She said she doesn't want to necessarily sell real estate when she's 55 or 56 or whatever her age was. That's fine. Sell a few more houses. It's easier than worrying about telling Johnny and Susie that they can't go to their private school anymore.
Exactly. I think it's pretty inspirational too, motivational. So speaking of your example, if we did an example based on 10 grand, that's the average commission. Let's say that instead we invested 30,000 per year at a paltry 5%. You're probably going to do a lot better than that. After 10 years, the investment would be worth almost 500,000. After 20 years, it's then worth 1.3 million. After 30 years, it's worth 2.5 million.
But the reality of it is, even inflation adjusted, you're going to get a lot better return out of
yes.
that. So even after 20 years, let's say, it, you know, you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's only 1.2 million. Well, that's in today's dollars, but in 10 years or 20 years, it's obviously going to have adjusted with inflation. But using today's dollars, if you're going to pull out 3% per year, it's 50 grand, basically. That's really what it is.
But it's passive.
It's passive. But this is the reason I'm saying do multiple things and have your, and as you get older, hypothetically, your lifestyle is going to go down. Maybe not Julie's, but I mean, normal people, right? So the moral of the story is do create the revenue share with eXp. Do buy some rental properties and set them to pay themselves off through the cash flow from the tenant. Do invest in the stock market and doing the things that we're describing to you. Be careful about excessive risk. Be careful about things that, like, again, do what Warren Buffett does. He buys Costco. He buys Apple. He buys boring companies that have predictable results. And ask one of his litmus tests, and Charlie Munger said this, he said, before he makes the decision, do I understand what this company does? If you don't understand a company you're thinking about investing in, don't invest in it. And then the next question is, will I want to own this in 20 years? Well, you can't know for sure, but chances are he's going to want to own Costco in 20 years. Chances are Apple's still going to be kicking ass in 20 years. You guys get it?
Yes, that's right. So what is the moral of today's podcast? Don't wait to invest. Investing just one commission check per year for 10 years will give you 150 on those investments. It's not the individual commissions that make you rich. It's what you invest them in. It's not the revenue share that makes you rich. It's what you invested in. It's not the rental property income that makes you rich. It's what you invest in. And some of you that are going, oh, well, that's only X percent more. Well, that's a lot more than not doing it, right?
Well, Michael Zawalski, right? So I coached him for a while, and he was actually, ironically, in New Jersey. And one of the, I said this, I tell this podcast because people, or I tell the story on the podcast because it, I think, speaks to, frankly, what our motivation is. One of my happiest days in coaching, and this is after having done well over 100,000 paid one-on-one coaching calls, was when Michael fired me. And why? Because the original goal, I think, I don't remember exactly. He listens to the podcast, so maybe. Michael, let me know. Remind me how long it was. I think it was 2 or 3, maybe 4 years. I don't think it was more than that. His original goal when we started coaching, and he told me this, and he had a very strong Polish accent. He doesn't really anymore. He said, Tim, my goal is to have this much money coming in from rental properties, okay? And he was able to, through our coaching, create other sources of passive income too, eXp being one of them. And like I said, my happiest day was when he fired me because he had accomplished his goal. We had worked towards the accomplishment of the goal where he could be financially free, where all these sources of income were working for him and he no longer had to work for his money. Now, he didn't want to stay in New Jersey. He didn't want to have that lifestyle. So guess where he moved? Down to the Caribbean. I forget which island he's living on with his family. I think he's got like 2 or 3 kids. And he sent me pictures. He looks like the Polish James Bond. I mean, he's having an amazing life. That's the decision he made. And you know what? I celebrate that decision. I'm incredibly proud of him for having made that decision. Well, how did he do it? He cut his lifestyle. he's, you know, maybe in New Jersey, he had to spend $25,000 a month. And I'm sure down where he's living in the Caribbean, he can have an equally, if not better, lifestyle for probably $5,000 a month. And he's probably making like $15,000 or $20,000 a month from his passive income. You guys get it? That should be permission for all of you to look for a point in your life where you can have true escape velocity. And that the fuel for that rocket ship to actually break free of the gravity is only going to come from passive income.
You've got to be proactive about it. So in the notes, how do they get the newsletter? Because there are some calculators that I listed here, and plus the one that you said, the Monte Carlo one, if you want to do more research, which you should, so you can get into action quickly.
Well, it's good. You know, ultimately, you guys got into real estate because you didn't want a boss, you wanted to control your own schedule, and you wanted to have unlimited amounts of income. You accomplished your first two goals the second you get your real estate license. No one's telling you what to do. No one's holding you accountable. That's mostly a bad thing, but it should make all of you laugh. The third thing is elusive for many of you. We just gave you an overview of the formula to accomplish the goal. The detailed notes from today's podcast, along with a lot of other content, is available on our new free newsletter. We're having to do the newsletter because we want to give you guys more content, and we're limited in the amount of space we can put in the show description. So just go to harrisrealestatedaily.com, harrisrealestatedaily.com, and subscribe. The first newsletter is coming out in maybe like a week or so, and then we're going to start putting these things out, guess what, daily. And it's going to give you not just the show notes, it's going to give you exclusive content that's only going to be available for newsletter readers and, you know, listeners, and we're going to have videos on there as well. So again, it's harrisrealestatedaily.com. In the meantime, guys, thank you for keeping this the number one listen to daily podcast for real estate professionals in at least the United States. You have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.